Hello, this is the Angry GM, and this is a proofread aloud of something I don't normally proofread aloud. This is not the latest and greatest article that's coming very, very soon. This is instead my monthly update. I was going to say my normal monthly update, but they sure haven't been normal in the past few months. So it's a mostly monthly update, as I refer to my live chats as mostly monthly live chats, because I always manage to miss one or two here and there throughout a year. Anywho, I don't normally record these, do proofread alouds for these updates, particularly because they're shorter and they tend not to have a huge word count and, you know, it's not as important that I get everything absolutely right and not let a single typo slip through. However, this is a big one for reasons that will become clear. It is one that has come after a lot of personal reflection, planning, reading and responding to feedback, reviewing exit interviews on my support site and what have you. And I know that there is a contingent of supporters who much prefer to listen to me speak out loud than they prefer to read my words on screen. So to make sure as many people as possible can get the benefit of this update, I'm choosing to do a proofread aloud for it. And honestly, in the future, I will probably do read alouds for all of my monthly updates. Basically, anything I publish will get a read aloud unless it's rules text. Rules text will not get read alouds. That's just useless. You're not going to get anything out of me reading rules to you. But that's not today. Today is the Angry Update, March 2025. Well, crap. Apart from that sudden content blitz at the end of February, never again, I swear, because I almost totally blew it and it almost killed me, except I am merely a human and can't swear not to fuck up again, so I don't. Apart from the February 28th content blitz, I've been off the grid for a bit. Unless you're a member of Club Slapdash, that is, but more on that below. Anyway, February was the closest I've come to failure ever, and it was pretty much me hitting rock bottom and then digging. I did spend the better part of 3 weeks dying of some kind of super flu, but, well, look, I don't want to go into too much of my personal crap here. I do have a personal message to get out to my loyal supporters soon, but that's not for today. Today, I just want to let everyone, supporter and freeloader, newcomer and old guard, know what's happening here in March and into April. Because apart from content, there are some changes I want to make and more than a few I have to make if I plan to keep doing this TTRPG content creation bullshit. Speaking of content, heading. Weekly feature content. I've hinted a bit that I've been taking in a lot of feedback lately, and also that there has been a shift in my readership stats. Being the sexy content-creating genius that I am, this has led me to change how I plan to deliver you, yes, you, more content that you actually want. Let me spell out where I want to get to by the end of April. Heading: regular weekly features. I've been drawing some new eyeballs to the site. I don't know how or why, but I want it to keep going, especially because we've all got some dark days ahead in the hobby, and I've got to shore myself up if I want Angry Games to survive them. I've mostly focused in the last year on two advanced concept-heavy series, True Campaign Managery and True Scenario Designery. They've gotten positive buzz from my loyal long-term fans, but they ain't newbie-friendly, and some of the oldbies have also made it clear those series ain't doing it for them. Lots of you have told me you miss my older one-off stuff with evergreen game mastering tips, tricks, analysis, and mechanical tools and systems. Going forward, I'm limiting True Campaign Managery and True Scenario Designery to one entry a month and no more. Each. One entry a month each. And no more. At least for now. I also plan to keep the rambling down a bit, in as much as I can. True Scenario Designery demands a lot of critical analysis, to get more out of each entry, and also, you know, to get more out of each entry. I said I wasn't going to correct typos, but here I go. To get more out of each entry, and also let those features go a little longer when they need to. Meanwhile, I'll intersperse them with two one-off features focused on basic game mastering tips, tricks, and hacks. I'll keep those on the shorter side to make them more approachable. Right now, I'm planning to fill one of those slots with the monthly Ask Angry column. Features will continue to launch in early access for my supporters and then move to general access a week later for everyone else. I will also keep doing audio read-alouds for my supporters, though they're going to shift from proofread-alouds to just read-alouds once my workflow allows me enough advance time to let the volunteer proofer and editor I've got waiting in the wings to help me out. Early access features will release every Wednesday once the schedule's rolling, and general access features will come out on Tuesdays. Ideally, they will release mid-morning Eastern Standard Daylight Time. And then there's Thursday. Heading, Throwback Thursdays. I want to make newbies feel welcome and help them find some of my best content, and I also want to clean up my archive and make it easier to find shit. To facilitate that, every Thursday, starting soon, I'm going to rerun some of my best and most timeless work from the past decade and a half so newbies can find the gold easily and I can gradually archive the really good stuff for future generations. Heading, Angry Hacks. Some of you have made it absolutely clear that you're sick and tired of waiting for me to get back to producing actual, useful, mechanical game content in the form of hacked systems, subsystems, and rules. I've had this plan in the works for more than a year for a series of self-contained rules mods to fill in the gaps in D&D and other similar game systems, but it keeps exploding on the launch pad. More than a few folks have made it clear those failures are alone are the key factor in their withdrawing support. I do not blame anyone for that. I'm not mad, offended, or hurt. I'm mostly just ashamed. I can't fix the past, but I can do better. I really want to give you guys the final, totally awesome versions of the tension and time pools and then build systems for delving, wildernessing, and towning around them. I want to finish Angry Craft, Angry Training, and Angry Downtime. Basically, everything that stopped me from doing town mode because D&D doesn't have the right levers for that shit. I love making mechanics and systems. I'm good at it. My goal is to release an Angry Hack every month or two. They take time, starting in April. But I'm also not counting that shit as monthly content. You will get four features every month, and then once every month or two, a wild, angry hack will appear as and when they're finished. Heading, tweaking the front page. The above is going to require some tweaks to my site's front page, but I ain't making that a priority. Right now, I've got three high priorities. The first two being, one, make fucking content and publish it on time, and two, make Slapdash Beta so people can try it out. And none of those priorities are dick around with the site layout. So it's going to be a tidy-as-you-go thing. I just wanted you to know I've heard the feedback, and I'm on it. Heading, release schedule for March and April. It's going to take some time to adjust course, and I've got to replan some features and series. I've also got a backup of features that never got pushed from early to general access and consequently didn't get indexed properly. Fortunately, across March and April, I've got an extra week to work with. So here's my current content release roadmap. I'm not going to read the table aloud. It's a nice big table that spells out all the content release dates until the end of April. If you're interested, you might want to take a look at it. Otherwise, you can just pretend that you saw the beautiful table. It sure is beautiful. I want to say this is up in stone. I can definitely hit these targets. But nonetheless, there's a chance I might miss a deadline here and there by a day or so. At least early on. By mid-April for sure, and hopefully by the end of March, I'll have everything puttering away smoothly. Heading. Patreon changes coming for better and for worse. Some of you might remember that Patreon announced a few months back some policy changes based on their need to comply with Apple's App Store Terms of Service and the use of Apple ID and payment processing systems. I wasn't in a position to deal with all that shit, but Patreon gave us creators a year to get on board with some of those changes. I've got until November of this year, but until I'm on board, I can't get support from anyone using Patreon's iPhone app. That turned out to hit me harder than I expected. It is what it is. I have to deal with this shit, and I have to deal with it soon. None of it will require any of you to change anything, as far as I know, but it will change how my membership tiers are listed on Patreon and how and when my patrons are charged for their support. The big deal is that I can no longer charge patrons support on a per-feature basis. I can only take monthly support. Now, given I've been strict about my always four features, no more, no less, come hell or high water policy, I've only missed that target once in all my years on Patreon, even if it meant pushing shit out at 11:55 p.m. on the last of the month, this change won't be earth-shaking. But I believe in letting my patrons know exactly what the hell is happening at all times and how it'll affect them. Likewise, whenever I'm given the choice, I always choose the option that keeps everything the same for my supporters, even if I take a hit on the income side. I still believe in all of that. Long story, slightly less long, I need to open a dialogue with my support representative at Patreon and find out how to make these changes and what it'll change. And I need to do that soon. I can't wait until October. The point is that changes are coming, but they probably won't affect you at all. One way or another, you'll be hearing more from me on this in the coming weeks. Though, there is one thing I have to say today, and I feel really crappy saying it. Heading. Your support is more important than ever. I'm going to try and keep this short because it makes me feel gross. I've only made this appeal once before, way back when I initially launched my crowdfunding campaign on Patreon all those years ago. Oh, sure, I'm not above plugging the support the site link when I can work it into the text, but that's just good business. See, I don't want support. I don't want funding. I want to put out content and then invite people to pay me whatever I think it's worth. Whatever they think it's worth, not whatever I think it's worth. I think it's worth $1 million and everybody should be paying me that. Gotta correct that one. Okay. I don't want support. I don't want funding. I want to put out content and then invite people to pay me whatever they think it's worth. I want to get paid for the work I do. No more. No less. That's why I've been clinging so long to the per-feature funding model, even as Patreon has tried to force everyone just to take a monthly stipend regardless of what they produce. It's really hard for me to say this because over the last year... It's also really hard for me to say this because over the last year and a bit, my life, personally and professionally, has fallen apart and I still haven't quite got the pieces back together. I'm a broken vessel. I'm healing, but it's taking way more time and effort than I like. That whole thing about losing the plot in my campaign wasn't actually just about my gaming life. Shocking, right? This goes deeper, though, than just my collapse for entirely legitimate reasons in the past year. I've misread a few situations, thrown some resources in the wrong direction, I've broken some promises, and I've had a few projects completely fail. Normal human stuff, but it adds up. Whereas I was once a very reliable content creator putting out regular, high-quality gaming content with a huge and hugely engaged fan base, I'm just not anymore. I've lost some trust, I've burned some capital, and now I'm reaping what I sowed. I don't blame anyone who lost their faith in me or just walked away because I wasn't delivering good value anymore. I wasn't delivering. I wasn't earning the faith. Now I've got to work twice as hard to prove myself. Right now and in the near term, if you still value what I'm doing and believe in me to make a turnaround and deliver quality gaming content, your financial support is really important. I'm really grateful for it. It'll keep me going long enough to get back to where I was and then go beyond it. That's all I'm going to say on the subject of financial support. The end. Heading, live chat. The next mostly monthly live chat for supporters will be Tuesday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It will be recorded and published for all supporters via the usual channels. If you want to ask a question or propose a topic for the live chat, there's a thread in the Discord server's live chat channel, or there will be very soon. Heading: The Slapdash Project and Club Slapdash. If you ain't in the know, I was working on this relatively small fantasy adventure role-playing game system before the Year of Darkness. I built an engine, ran it through some alpha tests with a few different groups, and got some pretty great results. The working title was the Slapdash Game Engine. Now, I didn't actually stop working on Slapdash during the Year of Darkness, but I did stop communicating about it. Recently, I surprised the secret cabal of folks in the know, called Club Slapdash, that not only had I been moving the project, admittedly slowly, forward, but I'd greatly expanded Slapdash's scope and refined my vision. Unfortunately, a lot of my readers don't even know I've been working on the thing. I missed a word there. Or they knew once and forgot. Or they're new here and they've never heard anything about it. I'm building Slapdash. That's a working title, not a real name, and it's not even really accurate anymore. I'm building Slapdash to do the sort of fantasy adventure D&D and Pathfinder do, but with all the gaps I've been complaining about for years filled in, and to do it all more approachably. More importantly, I want to build the Game Master's game system. I want it to be the game that GMs like me, especially homebrewers, want to run. I want to empower game masters and adventure writers to create and run great fantasy adventures. Of course, it'll also provide a play experience for players, especially newer and younger players, that they can't get anywhere else. Slapdash is way bigger than how it started, and it's engulfed another older project completely. Unfortunately, it did suffer a lot of slowdown due to everything that's happened in the last year, but it's still coming. In fact, things have greatly accelerated on the Slapdash front. By mid-April, I'll have a completely revised and redesigned version of the game in front of alpha testers, and sometime this summer, I want to have a few dozen game masters running beta games at their tables. Which brings me to, heading, Club Slapdash. When I first announced Slapdash partway through 2023, I invited everyone supporting me at my Frenemy tier on Patreon and Subscribestar to join a special Discord channel and a secret website called Club Slapdash. I promised preview materials, design blogs, chats, and eventually access to the playtest versions of the game. I further promised that every member of Club Slapdash would get a free digital copy of the core rules and some supplementary bonus stuff when the game was ready for primetime. That's still the promise. I wasn't great with the design blogs and chats, but I've recently started releasing a lot of information via the Discord channel, and I'm working with a volunteer to compile the information for the Club Slapdash website in the next week or two. That'll help me ensure people are getting previews and sneak peeks while I focus on building the damn game rather than writing about building it. If you're in Club Slapdash and haven't checked in on the Discord or the Club Slapdash site in a while, you might want to start checking in from time to time. 2 weeks ago, I dropped a nearly two-hour audio recording spelling out my new mission for Slapdash and how the project has evolved and what my current plans are, and I shared a bunch of game mechanics I thought people would find neat. Until the Slapdash beta test adventure is ready for every Club Slapdash member to run at their own table in a few months, I and my dutiful volunteer helper will keep you better informed about the project. If you're not a member of Club Slapdash and you'd like to change that, ultimately getting a free digital copy of an awesome role-playing game system when it's in a publishable state, as well as the chance to play and run playtest games until it's ready, all you need to do is support me on Patreon or Subscribestar at the Frenemy tier. Club Slapdash membership comes automatically. Of course, if you just want to wait and buy the game when it's done, which is probably a little over a year out at this point, that's fine, too. The first release will be digital only, and then there'll be a big project to make a physical version. This is a big project. I've got fancy plans and pants to match. It's basically my magnum opus. Heading: Hanging out and having fun. I'm going to end on kind of a vague note. I want to get back to interacting more with the community, with my friends. I keep dreaming about running big structured events like when I ran 40 of you through Fall of Silver Pine Watch, or earlier when I hosted that West Marches Without the Marches style open campaign called the League of the Blue Cloak, or when I organized the non-con. I keep thinking I should stream or record game sessions. That sort of shit keeps my passion high, and I absolutely love hanging out and sharing games with all of you people who think I'm worth supporting. Someday, I will do those things again. But this ain't the time for it. This is the time for me to put my head down and bury my nose in my books and do what I'm best at, writing and designing shit and then getting it out to all y'all. That said, hanging out, hosting chats, talking with people, and playing games all help keep my drive and passion high. I don't have the resources or energy to organize big, complex things, but casual streams, chats, and even online board game or video game nights with some of my most loyal and generous supporters are in the realm of possibility, and I've got more time for that crap than I've had in the past, as long as it doesn't require too much prep, setup, and organization. To that end, I'm considering doing more casual things like that. I have an idea for semi-regular YouTube streaming focused on how video games inspire my work and help me solve tabletop role-playing game design problems, called Appendix V, and I've become an avid Board Game Arena member. I also want to make sure I keep up on my mostly monthly live chats and host regular Slap chats for Club Slapdash, and I want to give more people a chance to participate in those events. To that end, while I get situated, I'm also going to drop a couple of polls in my community about the best times to schedule live chats and Slap chats, and when folks in some of the inner circles might be available for things like short Slapdash playtests and demos and board game nights and shit like that. So look out for that stuff in the coming weeks as well. Heading. Enough talking about work, back to work. With all of that said, it's time for me to actually get back to work, so this ain't all empty promises. But before I leave, I want to say again how tremendously grateful I am for each and every one of you. Whether you've been supporting my work financially for years, or whether you just read, enjoy, and occasionally comment on my stuff, I appreciate you. Honestly, without the sense of purpose this community instills in me, and the faith many of you have in me to do great things, I'm not sure I would have gotten through all the difficulties in my life in the last 15 months. Thank you. I truly mean that. But now the time has come for me to stop feeling sorry for myself and be worthy of your faith and support and readership again. I can't wait until I'm whole and healed, because who the hell knows when that will be, if ever. The great ones play sick. Broken crayons still color.